Well, joining me is Paddy McDaid, the head of women's development at FinHarps. Paddy, sort of midway through the year, a summer break for some, not for others, including yourself. It's a big step, of course, for Harps and the women's team in this new development league. And what's your overall sort of assessment as we're probably sort of halfway through the season? It's certainly a learning experience, and I take it there's many things that you can be encouraged by.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a mixed bag, and probably what we expected, Chris, from the very start. We knew playing against the new teams that have come in that are probably same level as ourselves, and some of them haven't had 19s teams, so you can see they've maybe struggled a little bit. We've competed pretty well against those teams in particular. It's when we play against the teams who are Premier League teams that have under 23 teams, and that they're very strong, and they're playing all their senior players, which is a good test for our girls, but there is a bit of a gap. But listen, it's all learning, as you said, and then we're certainly moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and essentially Harps, compared with some of the other sides, you would be certainly on the younger side of things age-wise.
Yeah, so even though we are a senior women's team, we basically have an under-23 team as well, but it's really like an under-20 team, if you give them in. A lot of young players have come through under-19s. We have a couple of older players like Cody Walsh and Ashley McCall, but they're only in their 21, 22 age brackets, so it's still, you know, relatively young in their football careers. But this is all going to stand to them as we move forward and try and add to it over the next couple of years, Chris.
Yeah. Now, this new development league, two different groups as such. You're in Group A. You've played 8 games or so in the league. A couple of wins there. A couple of ones have been harder, as you've mentioned. But overall, you'd be happy enough to be where you are?
Yeah, listen, the manager, Desmond McGinty, has done a good job with the girls. He's done well. I think that's where we thought we'd be, roughly, when we looked at the start. You know, we knew we'd be probably stronger than some of the teams that just come into this, that hadn't had the benefit of having 19 teams. We put in a good game. The Shelburne first game of the season, getting a 2-2 draw on Tim Park, was an excellent, because they were a really good team as well. Competed well against Galway, I thought, the late goal to make it 2-1 there. So, you know, there's plenty of them under 23 teams that we really competed well with as well, you know. Just find some of them are they're using it as a reserve team for their seniors, which they're entitled to, but they're just maybe it's that wee bit stronger, you know. So, but listen, it's a development league. It's a learning process for all of us. There's no real conditions in there as to how many players they can play and stuff like that. So maybe that'll come in the second half of the season, or not this year, definitely next year, which will be encouraging, because you want everyone to be at a similar level if possible eventually, you know.
And more history will be made on the weekend of Sunday, the 14th of June. You're in the Club Orange Women's FAI Cup for the first time. You're in the preliminary round, and you'll be on the road.
Yeah, on the road to Dublin to play Whitehall. They had a good win last weekend against Benfica from Waterford. I think they beat them 6-0. So they're a well-established side, and they have a lot of former underage League of Ireland players, stuff like that as well. So they'll be a decent team. It'll be a big test for our girls, but the only problem for the girls probably, they haven't a lot of games recently, because of the way the league has been set up, and one of the teams was Mayo pulled out, so there's been a lot of free weekends. So, but now listen, they're going to have them in training this week now and get them back at it, and it's an exciting adventure for the senior women's team, because as you say, it's their first FAI Cup game. It's a big occasion, so we're going to travel down to Dublin and bring numbers with us, hopefully, and hopefully if we can get through that one, we would have a home draw for the next two games, the way it works out. So, but listen, we have to go and try and get a result in Dublin first, which won't be easy.
Yeah, it's a rather interesting scenario. You know where you'll be for if you get through the preliminary round for the first round, and then the second round draw has been made as well. So hopefully it'll all go well in that. With regard to the pitches, Paddy, Astro versus Grass, are you playing on a bit of both?
Yeah, listen, both teams, the women's senior team and the under-17s. I mean, the senior women's team obviously are playing at Finn Park, playing their home game, so that's been excellent. We train in the community centre on a Tuesday and Thursday night, both teams. The 17s this year are playing their home games down in the community centre as well, like, so it's a fantastic facility as well. So you find throughout the league it's a mixture, you know. The weather hasn't been great this year, so it's just good to have Astro sometimes too, because you know the games can go ahead, and that's good to do as well, because they are hard to organise, some of these fixtures, getting refs, getting all those things organised, physios and everything, so it's important that the games go ahead. But it's been good from that perspective. The under-17s have been doing well as well. a lot of those girls have pushed and had a chance with the senior team. In fact, in the cup game on the 14th of June, they're just going to have to utilise a lot of them players because there's some of the senior players away on holiday, etc., because we didn't know the draw when games were going to be on, so they've made plans. So that's an opportunity for under-17s, and most of them are well able to play with the seniors as well.
In the men's game, many people are aware of how Kevin McHugh has spoken about the development of the academy and that pathway that's there. And the same applies with the women's side of the game at Harps. You know, players coming in, there will be a pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. The pathway has always been there, and I suppose they're just trying to make it better. There is chat next year about maybe extending the league to under-16s and 18s maybe, or maybe 15s and 17s. They're not sure yet. I'm just doing the Gainer Cup here this week as well, and I just watched Any Shown play Cam on there. They got a good win there in the last minute, and Donegal Women's League are actually in the quarterfinal of the Cup now, so it's the first time in a while they've been at that stage of it, so it's brilliant to see. They've done fantastic this week. They kick off against Galway here now, it's 6:15, so it's exciting to see that the talent is coming through there from Donegal, and that'll all help with hopefully Finn Harps down the line as well, you know. So, no, definitely moving in the right direction.
And I know you were encouraged at the beginning of the campaign when you had the sort of first gathering of players and looking at the squad that was going to be there. Within Donegal, there's a very good geographical spread of girls coming through, and long may that continue.
Yeah, when you look at it, you talk about Kevin doing with the academy, like he had a post up a couple of years ago, and where they come from all the different clubs throughout Donegal and the North West region, for that matter. And same as ourselves, like, you know, there's girls coming from all over. And those girls are coming on a Tuesday night, on a Thursday night, and, you know, they're trying to get their homework done, they're trying to get dinner, and they're juggling a lot. The parents obviously have to take them because they're so young, most of them, and stuff like that there, and they get the carpool, or some do, some don't. So the commitment levels are unbelievable, and the amount of games that they play for Finn Harps as well. Like, so all credit to the girls, but there's a hunger, there's a desire there for them to play at that level. And this is the highest level, and they've done really well. But no, unbelievable. I mean, we've girls from Kelly Beggs, Eador, Karen Donna, you know, all over Donegal. Take a lot of pride playing for Finn Harps, and it's great to see that.
Yeah. And long term, Paddy, the aim must be that maybe in the future we will see in the women's Premier Division of the League of Ireland that Donegal could be represented by Finn Harps?
Listen, I have no doubt, Chris, the way things are moving, the way things are going, that is definitely a reality that we can make happen. It's down to the work, hard work of a lot of people and the players at the moment. And there's a lot of other players through Finn Harps that maybe hasn't worked out, or, you know, they could come back as well, or there's girls away playing in different leagues. Maybe they could come back and play for the Harps that way. So I think the future looks bright. We'll certainly keep pushing towards that direction. I wouldn't be shocked to see a Finn Harps team make it into the Premier Division at some stage. And I was actually chatting to two Sheldon players today who are down the Gainer Cup, and I was telling them, watch out, we're coming to join you soon. So that's the ambition anyway, Chris.
And with the national team getting more and more exposure and people having role models to look at, it all feeds in nicely to the development of the game right down to grassroots level.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, Donegal have been fortunate over the last number of years where we've had a lot of really good players come in and play in national stage. And you see, like, the Keir Grant there, who's just finished up with the Ireland team, and just a fantastic role model. Amber Barrett there. There's been other ones too. Tara Toland, Roman McLaughlin. The two Loughery sisters, you know, there's plenty of talent. Emma Doherty, who's down at Galway at the moment, you know, just fantastic players, and probably missed a couple as well there, to be honest. But, you know, we've probably had a wee bit of a gap there recently, but we've had Megan McGinley with the under-15s this year. We had Kerry Gavigan in last year. And, you know, there'll be more that Donegal team in the game a couple of moments. Like, some of them girls are definitely going to set an under-15 Ireland team next year and get into that, hopefully. So, you know, it's important that people see that the pathway will get them those opportunities, you know, and that's important as well.
Well, thanks for joining us. Paddy, we'll let you back to your Gainer Cup duties and enjoying the delights of an Irish summer.
Yes, I think the Donegal weather followed me down here. We've had four seasons in one day here today. But sure, listen, they're all fair play to the girls. They're getting on with it, and they're not letting it affect them. So thanks for having me on, Chris. Really appreciate it.
And that was Paddy McDade, head of women's football development at Finn Harps. And he was speaking to me from Limerick during the week where the Gaynor Cup continues. It comes to a conclusion tomorrow. You can follow the progress of sides from the Northwest on the FAI Connect app. Some of the games also on the FAI YouTube channel.